friend, my little friend, my Pomeranian. I'd make you love again, my little friend, my Pomeranian.
I'd make you love again.
Yeah. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. it's yours and mine. Oh, baby, I like your style. So don't you tell me that you've been my child. It'll only take a little while. I might not look like much, but you look good enough for the both of us. Our cupid represent a compromise. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway decent if it's yours and mine. Bit like Frankenstein. But baby, don't you know that true love is blind? Good, you don't even have to look. You could be reading a book, and I could sneak up on you from behind. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. And if it's yours and mine. Come on, baby, you're post-pubescent. So won't you tell me that you're acquiescing? You know that we could have a love so fine. No, you can tell. Tell me to go straight to hell. But we can make it if the stars align. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway decent. Halfway decent if it's yours or mine. Half decent.
Yeah. standing on the green light platform and crying in the rain. Oh, 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 oh. You can chase me to the edge of the
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Gates of hell, what I say. We'll be right back. deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it.
She oversight and knew full well that it can't. Love kept at bay in his thoughts so far away. Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.